This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, and some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world, compliments of the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for your service to America, and to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those mechanics keeping all the big rigs running out there. Thanks for all you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things we have to offer over there. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Good morning.
We're going to talk quite a bit about Venezuela in this first segment here. There was a story that came out in Military Times, and it starts out like this. He said there are mounting, they say, there are mounting signs of military planning for Venezuela. President Donald Trump has been talking about ordering a military operation targeting Venezuela since 2017, and signs right now are pointing towards some sort of military action being planned for Venezuela. Now, that's all it says.
Well, it's actually accurate. We've got an Admiral, Craig Faller, who is head of Southern Command.
Mm-hmm.
He oversees U.S. forces in Latin America. I mean, we have forces in Latin America. I don't know how many and where they are. However, we've got these rebel groups that are operating along the border of, or inside Venezuela, and ELN, and then we had that peace agreement with FARC during the Obama-John Kerry reign.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot be trusted either. But we are already sharing intelligence. We're already watching illegal activities and including drug trafficking. So they have a sense that things may escalate here based on the way Maduro has structured things in order to stay in power.
And, right.
A lot of opposition people that were once working for Maduro and essentially kind of quasi, I guess, still are,
mm-hmm.
that have come over to the Guaido side, they are working to take control of some of the government buildings inside Venezuela. So the point of all of this is it's getting nastier and nastier to the point where there could be some real hostilities happening.
Well, he had a rally yesterday, and he must have had 200,000 people in attendance at his rally in downtown Caracas. And I happened to see it. My little friend Yvette from Radio 760, Radio Luz, showed it to me. And, I mean, there was people as far as you could see in all directions.
Well, where we are is, I don't know, the United States is not going to invade Venezuela. Let's just kind of get that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they would necessarily help and aid other military forces or other countries and military forces, those being Colombia or any of the other allied countries. You cannot necessarily include Bolivia in there, but I think they're they're kind of war game. The United States is war gaming this and talking with Colombia to, I guess, work things out if things go sideways.
Well, there's something else that's very interesting. You remember the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman, and a few days ago we were all talking about how they're going to retire it?
Sure.
It's been put out to sea again. Nobody knows where it's going.
Okay.
Now, my first thought was when I heard it was put out to sea and they are talking about retiring it, maybe it's headed south? Just a guess on my part.
Well, let's see here. Let's look and see where it's finally going. As you can track them, as of, we've got 48 ships underway, 22 non-deployed ships. So we got 71 that are out there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Arabian Sea, Carrier Strike Group, Aircraft Air Standards. I don't see where it is necessarily listed, so I'll take a look and see what we can find.
Okay, because it'd be interesting, and I just thought to myself, you know, they're talking about retiring it, and then we hear that they turned around, loaded it back up again and put it back out to sea, and my first thought was it was headed south, but we'll see. Now, Venezuela is not going to go away. What, there was a report of a lot of gold that went where out of Venezuela? Where'd it go?
Well, not all the same place. not all the same place by a long stretch, but there is some gold in Venezuela that belongs to Venezuela that is now in Turkey. A very interesting shipment ended up in Uganda.
Jeez.
Yes. So what it appears that Maduro is doing is trying to sell his gold to protect it from the United States, because mm-hmm. we need to be watching it and managing it if we can.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to sell gold on the international market to anybody that's interested. Abu Dhabi, there's an investment firm there that bought some gold. But why Uganda is kind of interesting, but Uganda is not denying that they received a large shipment, but it is there.
All right, got to put you on hold because here comes the music our way, and I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FounderCode.com. And now you know more about Venezuela and what you did before. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon is brought to you by the USCCA. And you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo. And while you're there, sign up for the free Gun of the Day giveaway. And don't forget, if you become a member of the USCCA, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. And you'll be able to check out all the new guns that are being put out on the market and some great savings on carry gear and ammo and all sorts of stuff going on there. And there's a brand-new 32 caliber Charter 7-shot revolver that just came out. Runs about $438 list price. And I'm going to go looking at one of them as soon as I can find out where they're going to be available. But anyway, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Sure shot, Denise.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's her Deputy Denise.
Deputy Denise, but somebody promoted you and gave you an FBI badge and a Facebook picture. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah, that was cute. Now, we got to clarify, you were able to locate what's going on with the Harry S. Truman.
Yeah, the Truman was in for 3 months of some upgrades and some maintenance and is put back to sea just off the coast, just doing some sea trials and some training. It is not deployed.
Okay. Well, that's good, sort of, kind of. But we'll see what happens because something is going to happen. You know something's going to happen in Venezuela. They're not just going to keep sitting there and let those people starve. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Well, I mean, we've got, I don't know, I think like 5,000 metric tons of stuff sitting there waiting for somebody. It doesn't have an expiration date to it, to what we've sent down there.
That's correct.
That does not include what other countries in Latin America have coughed up and provided. So, you know, if anybody's dying and whatnot, it's not because the stuff's not there waiting to be used. It's because of Maduro with the help of China and Russia.
Won't let it in. Yep. And by the way, we should point out that Maduro is surrounded by quite a group of Well, let's call them Merrymen because they got a Russian contingent. There's a, I believe it's a Bogota black police contingent, and there might even be elements of Hamas or Hezbollah involved in that.
Oh, we don't have any. Hamas is definitely not there. There's always been some kind of presence of Hezbollah, but in this particular case, I don't believe that they are using any of Hezbollah. But what we have is a group of, well, I guess during the day, if you will, they tend to work for the Maduro government. But when they're not on duty, they're on motorcycles, the what is known as the Colectivos, and they are virtually a band of thugs that really have a lot. I mean, it's the same model, if you will, as Islamic State. They are patrol the neighborhoods. They extort. They've been known to beat people up, but it's, you know, to hear Maduro and the government say that we're a legitimate power, we're aiding police to clean up corruption, blah, 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 that's hardly it. That's not it at all. So between what I would say is the Wagner Group, which is what Putin has sent in to protect Maduro, between the 25,000 Cuban military forces that are in Venezuela, and some part of the military, and then you got these Colectivos. All of those things are under consideration should things go sideways such that we would have to use some kind of help other countries with some kind of military intervention.
All right, now let's talk about the civil defense group. What's that? And I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name. I'll let you go with it.
The ones that Chiyolimo, which are the North Koreans.
Yep.
Okay. Well, do you remember when little Kim killed, I don't know, his cousin or brother or whoever it was?
Poisoned him somewhere over in another land, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Malaysia?
Yeah, with the female people, yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, well, the dead man had a son, and the son has created what is known as the Chiyolima Civil Defense Organization. But what nobody talked about, because he's really trying to, this little defense organization is anti-Kim Jong-un, and they want to remove Kim Jong-un. So it's a very small operation, but he's not... this boy that created this is actually, I believe, in the Netherlands under safety. But what an interesting thing happened, because a North Korean embassy was raided about a week and a half ago, but nobody really talked about it. And this was, I think, in Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why Madrid, Spain? Well, because the key person that the United States is dealing with in all these back channels and talks with North Korea is based out of Spain.
Mm.
Right. Now, because there was this embassy that was attacked, if you will, and it was attacked, you had eight people that were beaten, they were blindfolded, they were interrogated, phones and computers were stolen, and so forth and so on. Well, they're blaming the CIA. I wouldn't take that bet that the CIA didn't know about it. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. But that's where we are. There is a movement, an anti-Kim Jong-un movement, and it is called the Chiyolima Civil Defense Group.
All right. Now, there's a lot of, and you wrote about this, there's a lot of comparisons being made right now of the U.S. media and to the propaganda machine of the German regime back in the 1930s when they rose to power. There's a lot of similarities that are being tossed out there. I hate to even think of, and it's eerie, you know, when you know the history of what happened, because we had to learn that in school. The kids these days, I don't believe, are being taught that.
one of the thugs that worked for Hitler was Joseph Goebbels.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Minister of Propaganda, and I mean that's what the title was, the Minister of Propaganda. And what did Goebbels do? Well, they burned books. They took control of all public information. That included movies, theater, newspapers, posters, radio, television, all those kinds of things. And they controlled the message,
mm-hmm.
completely controlled the message. Everything was supposed to be very pro-Hitler, very pro-regime, and then they would drop all of these hints that the Jews were bad. What just happened, and very little is being spoken about? Reuters held a story on Beto O'Rourke for 2 years.
Yeah.
Certainly leading into the election between Senator Cruz.
Ted Cruz,
Beto.
Yep.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, Reuters confirmed that they did hold the story. Now, what was the story? Well, that Beto had written some kind of a weird, very weird thesis. It was like almost a criminal thesis where he felt good about, whatever. But also he was part of a hacking group.
Correct.
Okay. So now Reuters held the story for 2 years to not interfere with the election. And apparently the journalist over Reuters, they admitted it. They came to a deal with Beto. Beto knew about it. And they came to some kind of accommodation that we would not release the story until after the election. Okay. So there you go. Is this beginning this? I mean, I know that your listeners can figure out other places where media is not telling us the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily fake news. Some of it is fake news, but it's not full news if we don't have the whole story and in context.
Correct.
It sounds like propaganda here, isn't it? Is there any distinction between what CNN says and does and MSNBC says and does to what I would say Hitler's minister of propaganda did during Nazi Germany?
Mm-hmm. All right, well,
I don't see any.
Here comes the music. Got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right,
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out over there. Read her great articles. And, yep, I see you there, Flip, and don't know what to tell you. If you got her number, give her a call. Tell her yourself, because you got me. And I was hearing what you were hearing. Okay, I'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on as we come back with our next military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
That's Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse talking about the catastrophic flooding in the Midwest. At least three people killed, including an 80-year-old woman who dies as floodwaters fill her house. Senator Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
Right now, we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now.
National Guard's doing a great job. Governor Ricketts is doing a great job.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. In other news, California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court. Twitter not commenting on the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you, as they always are, by the National Aviation Academy, where I've got a great idea for you to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. And if you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, we can help you out there. Or if you're looking for a career or an occupation, we can help you out there, too. And here's more from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because you can check out the National Aviation Academy, and all it means is your career, your future, and your paycheck, and a lot of longevity. Because right now, there is a chance for unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, FAA certified. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, and the other's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our backyard. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an FAA-certified aviation maintenance tech. $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, or more is possible the first year as an aviation maintenance tech. And you can check them out online. by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open up the door wide open for you. That'll open up the door wide open for you. Now, think about this for a second. How would you like to have a job in your hand, which 95% of them do, before you even graduate from the class you're in? That's how good they do. All right, now let's take a look at some military news here, because the Army is calling for an investigation for the suicides of three soldiers who were assigned to Fort Wainwright in Alaska. Three soldiers have died so far this year. One was found dead in his off-post home, another in his company arms room, and another died of his injuries a week after being found in his on-post home. Wondering what's going on up there in Alaska. And the Army right now is rebuilding its ammunition stores for the next fight. The head of the Army Material Command said that recently he's putting a high priority on munitions readiness to make sure Army units are prepared for the next war. And the Navy, brief mention here from the Navy Times about the aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman, put back to sea over the weekend on Saturday, exactly 3 months after the warship returned home from one of the most unique deployments in years. Now, Denise said it's on sea trials and training, but I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't point south here shortly. We'll see. Because there's something up down below, in Venezuela, and it looks like we may be getting ready to assist or make some sort of move down there. Now, the Navy is moving towards privatizing all lodging in the Navy and Marine Corps, with the Secretary of Navy citing the successes of the military housing privatization program in his reasoning. So, we'll see how that works out with the problems they've been having with some of the military housing. And questions are being asked as to why the guided missile destroyer Gonzales left Naval Station Norfolk 2 days late on what's being called an independent ballistic missile defense deployment. Okay. We'll see where that takes us. And the Navy will bring 36 more EA-18G Growler jets to the Naval Air Station Whidbey Island, just off the Washington coast. That's been planned for some time. By the way, I told you about Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska. Even the Air Force couldn't stop the mighty Mississippi River from flooding Offutt Air Force Base, because between Saturday night and early Sunday, the 55th Wing called off a 30-hour round-the-clock sandbagging effort because the floodwaters were rising too fast. And if you see the pictures of Offutt Air Force Base, a lot of the base is literally in or underwater. Now, the F-22 Raptor stealth fighter jet has been part of the air campaign against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria since operations against the group began in 2014. But now, the F-22 is coming home, while the F-15C will take over the anti-ISIS ops over there in the area right now. And astronaut Nick Hague, a U.S. Air Force colonel, reached the space station with a U.S.-Russian crew. A Russian-American crew arrived at the International Space Station 5 months after a botched launch led to an emergency landing for two of the three astronauts. I remember when that happened. You could call that a close call. And the Marines may, in fact, start attacking, practice attacking, enemy ships from shore in an upcoming exercise called Pacific Blitz 2019. Now, members of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force are taking part in this Pacific Blitz 2019 exercise, and they may find themselves helping the Navy attack enemy ships with long-range precision fires from shore positions. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. In addition, long before the first woman to head the Texas National Guard, Tracy Norris, became such, she made history as the first woman to head the Texas National Guard, but she says she owes it all to her hero, her mother, who gave her all the signs of ambition and inspiration to do the job that she's done with the Texas National Guard. And more than 300 Hawaii Army National Guard soldiers with the 1st Battalion 482nd Field Artillery will attend a deployment ceremony on Sunday ahead of their upcoming duty in Afghanistan as they get ready to head on out over to Afghanistan. And in Defense Secretary, Defense News, the U.S. State Department has cleared Spain to purchase 11 assault amphibious vehicles built by BAE Systems in a deal that could be worth $107 million to BAE. And Lockheed Martin, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, has reportedly been racking up kills against older warplanes during the U.S. military drills in Nevada. Even the F-15, whose record in real combat is a flawless 104-0. Now the two jets are headed into a fierce dogfight, one that doesn't involve missiles or guns. And that is to see which one is going to be the best plane for the future. And United States Special Operations Command and the U.S. Air Force Special Operations Command, in collaboration with Dynetics, have conducted a series of tests of Block 1 variant of the Dynetics GBU-69B small glide munition, an enhanced variant of the baseline STM equipped with a Raytheon-developed XNET two-way data link. Putting it mildly, those are deadly weapons, to say the least. And the United States Air Force Nuclear Weapons Center has awarded Boeing a $250 million contract to integrate the long-range standoff cruise missile weapon system with the B-52H large payload multi-role strategic bomber aircraft. Some interesting news for you there. When we come back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Got some stuff to talk about with him, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we are cruising along here. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the Captain's America Third Watch. Is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. And don't forget, four words, you serve, you save, you serve, you save. And with us right now is Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I was just talking to you off air here before we came on. The headline says, and I don't know if we should get concerned or not, foreigners dump $12 billion into U.S. treasuries. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's just that they do it all the time. I mean, foreigners buy a ton of our debt on a regular basis. So, you know, obviously, you know, looking to park some of their cash, they're doing it in treasuries.
Okay, so if we had somebody like, Russia buying a bunch of U.S. treasuries, we'd say, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, sure. What do we care? They're going to lend us money?
I don't know. Are they?
What are we going to say no when somebody's going to lend
us money? By the way, do you know who the biggest lender of money was to the United States before China came along?
I thought it was Japan.
Yes, you are right. Mm-hmm.
And then you also talk about, it used to be the big oil trade there where
Saudi Arabia
we would buy the Middle East oil, and then we would send them cash, and then they would turn around and use that cash to buy our debt.
Mm-hmm. Now that makes me that leads me to another point when we talk about Saudi Arabia, because I was going to go there anyway. Saudi stocks are set to receive a $20 billion windfall.
Saudi
stocks.
I don't know.
I'm not familiar with what's going on there. I really couldn't tell you. Their marketing, their markets.
Apparently, that's what it's. I'm just reading the headline. What it says, it's a headline story.
I mean, $20 billion to the sound. It's not a lot of money. I don't know where it's coming from. You know, obviously they're looking obviously transform their economy to some degree. But I wouldn't know where that was coming from with those guys.
Now, by the way, here's an interesting story that just popped up on the ticker. It says the Connecticut Attorney General is one of the states now probing Hyundai and Kia vehicle fires.
I never even knew that they were.
I did not either. That's the first time I've seen it, and there it is. So apparently there's a problem there with that.
Yeah, I would find that a little bit strange. Usually when there's an issue when it comes to a problem with an automobile, there's usually a recall. And, you know, the feds usually get involved, not usually states. So I'm curious.
By the way, are you one of those people that takes an aspirin a day to keep the doctor away?
Yeah, I do, believe it or not. They're one baby aspirin.
Well, now it says a daily aspirin is no longer recommended to prevent heart attacks.
Huh. You know, the best thing to prevent heart attacks? Just exercise.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. they always come up with something new all the time. Who knows?
Well, yeah, and they were talking about eggs the other day. I heard somebody say something about eggs. You can eat eggs in moderation, but don't overdo it or it can cause heart disease.
I eat a lot of eggs.
Well, eggs are usually, you know, something that people have for power and whatnot. But anyway,
yeah.
It's an energy starter. Now, the other thing that we talked about here just briefly is Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley are turning very bullish on European investments and European results. Do you think that's a possibility, or what do you think is going on there?
I mean, they've been down for a while. I don't know what they think that the continent's going to start turning to some degree. It's been stagnating for an extended period of time. I haven't read that report yet. Europe always seems to be, it's almost like fool's gold to me in many respects. You always think it's going to start improving over there, and it never ends up doing it. So.
Now, I'd be willing to bet you that you won't hear the Democrats saying this. And by the way, I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. I'd be willing to tell you, you won't hear any Democrats tell you this, but Credit Suisse has now raised its Standard & Poor's 500 target for this coming year by 7%.
Yeah, a lot of people are starting to think that by the end of the year, things are going to be much, much higher. You think about how great a year was last year for the overall economy, and by every metric out there, the economy killed it in 2018, but the markets didn't, ironically enough. That's the thing about markets. You never know how they're going to end up reacting to something. We had that big swoon towards the end of back in December, which most certainly drove the markets to the downside, which didn't end it so well. If everybody feels that the economy is going to continue to grow, there's obviously those threats that, we're going to hit a recession in 2019,
mm-hmm.
then, the markets can take another leg to the upside.
Now, a lot of my friends and a lot of folks that are retiring from the fire service, they're offering them the opportunity to either take it, in a lump sum or as a regular pension, so much a month. Now, what do you think is the best way to do that?
Well, you have to know yourself, Matt. And what I mean by that is that if you're someone that can go ahead and take a lump sum and reinvest it and, handle it in a responsible fashion, that's, you can go ahead and you can do that. If you feel that that's not something you're capable of doing and you'd much rather be put on some sort of slow and steady wins the race, type of a situation with your pension, then you can go ahead and you can do that too. The important thing is to get your financial plan done the right way, and you got to be realistic. There's so many various different things that are involved when it comes to retiring and the pensions that you're supposed to get and what it's going to mean. You also have to take into account all the expenses that you're going to have moving forward, and mm-hmm. things, quite frankly, that you might not expect to get. I mean, health issues that might become very, very costly. Understanding that your house may be paid for, but you know what? Your taxes aren't paid for. And upkeep is not paid for. And if something goes wrong, are you going to be able to handle that type of an expense? To me, if you're going to decide that you're not going to be working anymore and you're going to retire and you're no longer going to have income coming in, you want everything as set up and as easy as possible. So when outside shocks occur, and they do occur, you're able to handle them, or you can make yourself a little bit less fragile when it comes to your finances and prepare and have a better system in place where you're not going to be so apt to getting hurt by an outside event.
Now, there's a lot of people that are very concerned about Social Security right now because the people that are on it are hearing all the different rumors that are floating around about they're going to revamp it, they're going to cut the benefits, you're going to this, you're going to that. And I don't think anybody that's currently on Social Security is going to have anything happen to them, do you?
No, well, you know, honestly, all the people out there that are always worried, especially people that are still on Social Security, you know, honestly, people, you guys are at least getting it. Okay, I'm sick and tired of hearing all the, oh, this is terrible, this is all, they're going to take hands off my Social Security. You're not going to have any problems. Okay, congratulations, you're collecting Social Security. It's the younger people out there that's a reality that are not going to get it, or their benefits are going to be cut. So that's which is a shame is the fact is that there's been so much resistance to trying to repair and fix Social Security that, you know, it's the people that have been paying into it right now are not going to get what they're putting in, not even close. And it's kind of shameful.
Wouldn't it help to raise the retirement age since people are living longer, or say up to maybe age 70?
Oh, I agree. I think that's a no-brainer to me. I think the retirement age should be much higher. You take a look at, when Social Security was originally put together, and you take a look at mortality rates, a completely different ball of wax. People are living longer and healthier lives. The only reason why mortality actually in the United States actually is going in the wrong direction. It hasn't been due to senior citizens. It's been due to people dying due to drug overdoses.
Yeah.
Get that. So, you know, the reality is that you got to play the numbers game and actuarial tables. And, yes, senior citizens are living longer and healthier lives.
Yeah, and I see more people, especially the senior citizens, when you go to a McDonald's or a Burger King or, you know, even a Wendy's, and they're having the salad instead of the big double or triple burger and all that sort of stuff, so people are eating smarter, too.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of great things nowadays that we have access to. I always tell people, you know, what a good thing that it's part of being financially sound, take care of yourself throughout life, be active, make sure you're exercising, going to the gym. You don't want to be going to the doctor all the time when you're older. One of the best ways you can go ahead and avoid that is by staying in shape and eating the right things.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. Got to let you go. We look forward to listening to your program today.
You've got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And catch him around the country. His program is heard at various times, but live in a lot of markets from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. All right, I am the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back. Ron Edwards on the other side of the news break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.